All right, greetings. It's September 13th, 2013, our daily oracle for the believer. Okay, Matthew chapter 16, I want to show you an amazing thing here. Looking at this email. Well, what is that? Nah, that means nothing. All right, Matthew chapter 16. Watch what the Lord Jesus Christ gives authority unto Peter regarding things on earth. Matthew chapter 16, verse 13. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And they said, "Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremias, or one of the prophets." He saith unto them, "But whom say ye that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock," the rock was his confession about Christ. Peter's not the rock. The stupid Roman Catholic Church calls Peter the rock. Well, Peter's the rock. Later down in the passage, Jesus Christ is calling Peter Satan. Okay? So the Roman Catholic Church and their lies say that Peter's the first pope. Oh, really? Well, then your first pope is being called Satan. And by the way, your first pope was married. They're such idiots. Okay, the rock was the confession. Christ is the rock. Peter's confession. But anyways, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Now watch verse 19. And I will give unto thee, Peter, the keys of the kingdom of heaven, notice closely, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Great passage of scripture where Peter has the authority, whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, whatever he looses on earth shall be loosed in heaven. With that understood, go with me to Acts chapter 2, Acts chapter 2. And Peter and all the apostles, filled with the Holy Ghost, in verse 4, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Peter stands up in verse 11, but Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, "Ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem." Look at verse 22. "Ye men of Israel, hear these words." And as Peter preaches a offer of repentance unto Israel after the resurrection of Christ, because Christ prayed for Israel, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." That prayer was answered. They get a second chance to receive their Messiah. This is the leadership in the entire nation. Look at what Peter happens in verse 37, what he says. Verse 37, "Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do?" Now watch what Peter tells people to do to be saved. "Then Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." That's because that was the response God Almighty required of people in early Acts. They had to repent and be baptized. The other day in our little neighborhood paper, the Salem Leader, I was reading the obituaries, and a man was 94 who died. And it says he was a member of the Church of Christ. You know, the Church of Christ teaches Acts 2:38 right here for salvation today, September 2013. Well, guess what? It was true. This is a Bible truth that was true in time past. Repent and be baptized. That was the message. Notice, Paul the Apostle isn't on the scene yet. He's still Saul of Tarsus. So that was the truth. But that man who believed and was a member of the Church of Christ, if that man believed the doctrine the Church of Christ taught him, Acts 2:38, he's in hell burning right now. How about that one for a reality kick in the teeth? All right, so Peter has the power to bind or loose on earth anything. Now, watch what happens. In Acts chapter 9, Saul of Tarsus gets converted. Later we know he is called the Apostle Paul. Acts chapter 10, watch it. Peter goes out to preach to a Gentile named Cornelius and other Gentiles in Cornelius' house. And at the end of Peter's preaching, he didn't think he was at the end of his preaching, but in Acts chapter 10, verse 43, Peter says, "To him give all the prophets witness that through his name, whosoever believeth in him," that just sounds like Romans 3:26, huh? "Believeth in Jesus, shall receive remission of sins." Now, right when Peter said that, "whosoever believeth in him," things have changed. Israel fell with the stoning of Stephen and started to diminish away. Saul of Tarsus gets saved the next night. Peter then is sent out to preach a message to Cornelius and a bunch of Gentiles, proving to Peter that God has opened the door of faith unto the Gentiles after Paul's conversion, Paul the Apostle. Notice, "whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins." Look at verse 44. "While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word." So right then, the Holy Ghost falls on the Gentiles, interrupting Peter's speech, because most likely Peter would have said, "Repent and be baptized." But he was interrupted. And he was shocked that the Holy Ghost fell on these Gentiles. Now, years later, Peter, Paul the Apostle, goes up to Jerusalem and he has a meeting with Peter and all of them. Now watch this. In Acts chapter 15. "And certain men which came down from Judea taught the brethren and said, except ye be circumcised after the manner of Moses, ye cannot be saved." Now Paul is already in full swing teaching his gospel. "When therefore Paul and Barnabas had no small dissension and disputation with them, they determined that Paul and Barnabas and certain other of them should go up to Jerusalem unto the apostles and elders about this question. And being brought on their way by the church, they passed through Phoenicia and Samaria, declaring the conversion of the Gentiles, and they caused great joy unto all the brethren. And when they were come to Jerusalem, they were received of the church and of the apostles and elders, and they declared all things that God had done with them. But there rose up certain of the sect of the Pharisees which believed, saying that it was needful to circumcise them and to command them to keep the law of Moses." Now watch diligently. "And the apostles and elders came together for to consider of this matter." Now remember, Peter, who was given authority by Christ to bind on earth, whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever he looses on earth will be loosed in heaven. And up to the point of Acts chapter 10, Peter had been preaching, "Repent and be baptized." That's what Peter was told to preach. That's why he was preaching it. That was his gospel to the Jews. But then he goes to Cornelius, and God opens the door of faith unto Gentiles, interrupts Peter's preaching, and as soon as Peter said, "Whosoever believeth on him shall be justified." Now, years later, after Saul of Tarsus is the Apostle Paul and had been preaching his gospel, which is a very different response. Paul's gospel, his response to the grace of God, is that you believe in Jesus having faith in his blood. That is a different response than repent and be baptized, water baptism, which is works, faith and works for Israel. Now, notice here in verse 6, years later. Watch this. Watch Peter going to loose some things on earth, and it would be loosed in heaven. "And the apostles and elders came together for to consider of this matter. And when there had been much disputing, Peter rose up and said unto them, Men and brethren, ye know how that a good while ago God made choice among us that the Gentiles by my mouth should hear the word of the gospel and believe. And God, which knoweth the hearts, bear them witness, giving them the Holy Ghost, even as he did unto us, and put no difference between us Jews and them Gentiles, purifying their hearts by faith." Now watch it. "Now therefore, why tempt ye God to put a yoke upon the neck of the disciples, which neither our fathers nor we were able to bear?" The law. "But we believe." Watch what Peter says he now believes. "But we believe that through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved, even as they Gentiles," even as the Gentiles. Peter then looses himself and looses that response of faith that it used to be repent and be baptized. He then looses that, and it's loosed in heaven. And there's a tremendous transition there as Peter then believes the later revelation given to Paul, the wisdom given unto Paul, how that salvation now takes place by the grace of God. And when Peter says, we shall be saved even as they Gentiles, Paul's message to the Gentiles is believe in Jesus, have faith in his blood. Paul was not sent to water baptize. So Peter looses himself from that message that he had earlier. You see, that's why you got to rightly divide the word of truth. Acts is a book of progressive revelation. It starts off Peter, then you see the thing here, and then guess what? After Acts 15, you never see Peter again in the book of Acts. Gone. It's all Paul. Acts takes place almost over 30 years. So understand how important it is to rightly divide the word of truth. You see, you put Bible truths, keeping them in their right time period, and that poor man, who I saw in his obituary, I can't remember his name, I know this, he's dead. And he believed what the Church of Christ, if he believed what the Church of Christ taught him, and why else would he not if he was a member there? The Church of Christ today teaches Acts 2:38 that you got to repent and be baptized for the remission of sins. That is biblical, but not correct. Rightly divided. That's not the response God has for you today, because Paul the Apostle, 1 Corinthians 15:8, was the last person to see Jesus Christ. And Paul's message, as Israel fell in Acts 7 and started to diminish away, Romans 11 says they diminished away. Paul's message came up. The diminishing in Paul's grace gospel comes out onto the world. And Peter agreed with it and changed in Acts 15, and yet you dumb dolts, you ignorant, accursed preachers out there who teach, repent and be baptized for the remission of sins, you Church of Christ heretics, damning souls to hell by another gospel, which is a biblical response, but not for us today. You will find yourself in the flames of hell with that 94-year-old man if he believed what you taught him. And then you got to ask yourself, you know what? I was responding biblically, but I'm here to tell you, you're not responding correctly. You have to rightly divide the word of truth. Divide! That truth was in time past. The truth today is Romans 3, 24 through 26, given to Paul after Peter's gospel, when God ushered in mystery truth in the dispensation of his grace. Okay? Rightly divide the word of truth, or it's going to cost you your soul in hellfire, the great white throne, and then the lake of fire. That's for all the so-called believers out there.